You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Cricket Podcast. We're looking ahead to the second test between South Africa and England. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is former England international Anthony McGrath. How are you, Anthony?
Very well, yourself?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
Good.
A nice belated Christmas present for English fans there in the first
very
test.
Very much so, yeah. You know, both teams probably coming in with not the best form into this series, and I did fancy South Africa to bounce back on home soil. But England have beaten comprehensively, and not just the victory, but the manner of victory. It's really give South Africa some headaches, you know, just before this quick turnaround for the second test.
Yeah, it was a thumping victory, a 241-run win for England against the world's top-ranked test side, although they are struggling at the moment. Going into this first test, England were relatively unfancied in the betting, and they hadn't won an opening test and an away series since 2010, this obviously being the first one since then. So has it surprised you how well England played?
It has, yeah. I mean, I think Dale Steyn was a huge loss for that second innings, but I think really what's really stood out is the batting. Really, you know, South Africa, I don't think they've got a century partnership all year. They did struggle in India, but the conditions over in India are completely different to South Africa. But still, I thought on home soil they'd have put up much better challenge and really put some runs on the board, especially having won the toss. But the batsmen just look way short of form, apart from Elgar, who obviously went unbeaten with 118 and then a 40 in the second innings. De Villiers did okay, but he's their best batsman. But everyone else is really struggling. And I think the contrast for England is that the players who've come in for them have done really, really well. And that bodes well for the rest of the series.
It does. As I mentioned there, this is the first opening test that England have won, but it's so significant because it's the first time they've won away against major opposition as well since 2004, and we all know how good that team went on to be. So is the signs that this England team could be as great as that, or is it more that South Africa are just really struggling at the moment?
I think a little bit of both, but I think England have certainly got, you know, youth on their side. I think they've got players who, if they keep performing, confidence will come. And you need continuity. I think that side that did so well, you know, you could probably name them from, you know, 1 to 11, whereas England have struggled to get an opening partnership with a bat. So I think if they can keep this team, this 13 players together, you know, it should show signs of consistency for the next year or so.
Yeah, so positive signs for England. Not so much for South Africa. It's 4 defeats in 5 tests for South Africa,
yeah,
and 7 without a victory as well. So there was a lot of talk before this got underway that South Africa are kind of struggling for the real superstars at the moment, and it's more of a period of transition for them. Is that the way it's going, do you think?
Well, I think so. As I say, I thought we've been a very proud nation and very good at home. You know, most test nations now normally win the home series, but you've got to look probably at Amla, De Villiers, Markle and Steyn. They're the four standout players. There's no Steyn now. Amla's struggling for form. And that leaves Markle and De Villiers. And the rest really do look fragile. De Plessis and Dumini, who've played a lot of cricket, they look out of form. And the backup bowlers, to me, don't look anywhere near as good as the backup bowlers that England have got below Broad and Anderson. And if you take into account Anderson, England's best bowler was missing. And the victory that England have just achieved, it really does give massive problems to South Africa.
Yeah, it does. And you mentioned Anderson missing there, but Moeen Ali kind of took up the mantle as the star bowler, if you like, from the first test. Were you impressed with him?
Very much, yeah. I was surprised. I expected the second test Cape Town to be a kind of slower in the wicket to help the spinners, but I didn't expect this one to be so slow and turn as much as it did. So that was a real plus for England. And Moeen Ali, again, he seems to be gaining confidence. You know, he's turned from a batsman who was batted at 1, 2 or 3 for Worcestershire to batting 8 for England and being the frontline spinner. So it's a huge change around for him, but it looks like he's adapting to the role, and 7 wickets and man of the match. It's a real fillip for him going forward in this series.
Yeah, anything else stand out to you in the first test then before we get stuck into the action in the second test?
No, I mean, I guess the interesting thing is, will Anderson come back into a winning side? You would think so. And then, South Africa have got injury problems as well and bringing in batsmen in. So that's going to be the interesting thing, the selection for me.
OK, let's get stuck into the second test then. It starts on Saturday in Cape Town, and South Africa are 13-8 in the match betting. The draw 11-4 and England are 5-4. So real interesting betting there, Anthony, the fact that England are now favourites.
Yeah, and it doesn't surprise me, because I think before the series, most people were saying South Africa will be tough to beat at home. There's still three tests, so, we can't get too carried away. But just for the reasons we've talked about, the makeup of England's team, Steyn being injured now, South Africa batsmen out of form, Anderson to come back in possibly for England, it does all point at England being favourite for this second test. You have to take the evidence from the first test, and I'm not surprised England are favourites by a margin.
Do you think England win then?
I think they will. I just think if this test had 5 or 6 days, it might have given South Africa a little bit of regrouping and clear up a couple of injuries. But quick turnaround, England will be confident. As I say, Jimmy Anderson to come back in. And just the confidence side of things for South Africa, I think England, you'd have to put them favourites, and I think they'll win.
OK, England to win the second test, and let's have a look at some of the individual player markets as well. We'll start with the batsmen and we'll start with South Africa. AB de Villiers is 11-4 favourite, Hashim Amla is 7-2, Dean Elgar is 9-2, Faf du Plessis is 5-1, Quinton de Kock 5-1 as well, Stian Van Zyl is 6s, and 13-2 are bigger prices for the others. Who do you think will stand out with the bats for South Africa in the second test?
I mentioned, I think, the first test, Amla and de Villiers being the two stars. Amla's just been way short of form, which is unlike him. You'd expect him to get some runs at some point in the series, but I think the two we've got to concentrate on is Elgar and de Villiers. They're the two who got, any kind of significant runs. And I just think, given the short turnaround, I think them two will be up there again. So I'm going to stick with the class of de Villiers. He got 49 and 37 in that first test. Quinton de Kock could come in to take over the reins behind the gloves, which means de Villiers won't have as much workload in the field, and I think if that happens, there's a good chance he'll post a big score in that first innings.
Okay, signing with AB de Villiers then in the first innings. Just interestingly as well, South Africa struggles with the bat. It's the first time since 1963 that they'll end the year without a century partnership. That's phenomenal, isn't it?
It's incredible. It really is, especially when you mentioned, they are still ranked number one in the world, how long that's going to last for. But for a team not to get one century partnership, it really is incredible. And it just shows, maybe, we thought that it was a little bit of a blip in India, but the struggles are continuing. And really, unless they address it quickly and maybe bring a few fresh faces in, it could be a long series for them.
Let's have a look at the England batsmen then. Joe Root is 3-1, Alistair Cook 7-2, Nick Compton is 9-2, Alex Hales 11-2, as is Gary Balance and James Taylor. Ben Stokes 9s, and so is Johnny Bairstow, and 12-1 are bigger prices for the others. That's how the betting looks. Who do you think will stand out for England?
I think what impressed me was the middle order for England. Everyone got a few runs, which will do the confidence, the world of good. I mentioned before the series, I think it'll be easier batting in the middle order in this series. So, again, I'm going to concentrate on the middle order. The man who really impressed me, Joe Root, obviously 73, but Johnny Bairstow batting down at number 7, 41 and 79 in that second innings. I thought he looked really good. And I think taking a few catches and a stumping will give his confidence, having taken over from Josh Butler. And I think he's looking in really good form. I've seen him a lot. I've seen him at close quarters. And I know when he's hitting the ball well. So I'm going to go for a bit of an outsider. I'm going to go with Johnny Bairstow.
Johnny Bairstow then 9-1 in the betting, by the way, for top England batsman. Let's move on to ball in hand then. Top South Africa bowler. Morne Morkel is the 9-4 favourite. Dale Steyn 5-2 in the betting there, although, as Anthony said, there's maybe a few injury doubts around him. Rabada is 100-30. Abbott 7-2. Chris Morris is 4-1, as is Pete. And it's 10-1 for Dumini. What do you make of the South African bowling lineup?
Well, I think Steyn will be touch and go. I don't think there's any tear in his shoulder, so there's an outside chance he'll play. I don't think they'll risk him, especially with still two more tests after this. There's no Philander as well. He could come back for the third test. So they are down and missing two of their star bowlers. Rabada or Chris Morris could come in for Steyn. But really, the standout seamer is Marnie Morkel, 4 in the first innings. As I mentioned, I think this pitch will turn. There'll be bowling there for Pete. But I'm going to stick with Morkel. I think he's the outstanding bowler, given the injuries. I think it'll seem about early on. I think Marnie Morkel is a class above their other seam bowlers. So, Marnie Morkel.
Yeah, Marnie Morkel, rightful favourite then for South Africa. 9-4 in the betting there. Moving on to the England bowlers then. Jimmy Anderson, hopefully, will be back. Encouraging noises from the England camp about him. He's 3-1 at the top of the betting. Stuart Broad, 3-1 joint favourite with Anderson. Stephen Finn, 7-2. Chris Jordan, 9-2, as is Chris Wokes and Mark Footit. Moeen Ali, 9-2 as well, and 5-1 or bigger for the others. Quite an interesting little bit of betting there, because is the value in there for you?
Yeah, do you change a winning team? If it were anyone else but Jimmy Anderson, would they come in? I mean, you looked at all the bowlers, the seam bowlers, Wokes, Broad, Finn, Stokes, all did really well. I can't see Stuart Broad being left out. It'll probably be between Finn and Wokes, but I thought Finn was outstanding with his 6 wickets, so it's probably Wokes who's going to give way. But I'm going to stick with Stephen Finn. I think he's had a remarkable turnaround. He came back into the Ashes having been sent home from tour, not so long ago. And he really does look back to his best. He's tall, he's got a good pace, and he's just so accurate now as well. He doesn't give the batsman any let up at all. And given the fragile nature of the South African batters, I think Stephen Finn, the value's with him.
7-2 for Stephen Finn, playing very well at the moment. Just want to get your thoughts on a few of the enhanced odds markets as well that we've got. You're leaning towards England, so we'll stick those ones on the podcast. England highest opening partnership in the first innings, and England to win is 5-2. Joe Root top England bat in the first innings, and England to win is 7-1. And Stuart Broad top England bowler in the first innings, and England to win is 7-1. Do you like the look of any of those?
Yeah, possibly Broad. I think I tipped him up for the first test. He got 4 wickets in that first innings. I think him and Finn, Broad and Finn, were the standout England bowlers. So that's good value, I think, the 7-1 there. But I think the outstanding bet really is England. I just think they look so good and confidence going in from that first test. So I think if you're a backer of England, you'll be very confident.
Okay, 5-4 for England to win the match, and Anthony's best bet there. Let's just have a quick look at the series betting as it stands as well, Anthony, before you go. 4-1 South Africa, a drawn series is 100-30, and England are 8-15. Can England go on to win the series now?
I think so, yeah. Just on the evidence of the first test, I mean, if it were closer and, you know, South Africa had posted some scores and they didn't have injury doubts, I'd expect them to come back and, not many test nations win away from home nowadays, but given the problems, unless there's a remarkable turnaround and someone puts a hand up, or 3 or 4 do for South Africa, it's going to be very tough for them. So England are rightly in the box seat, and I expect them to go on to win it now.
All right, good stuff. Thank you very much, Anthony. Been a pleasure speaking to you once again. Good luck, enjoy the second test, and we'll speak to you again ahead of the third.
Cheers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.